episode 92 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Lindsay, and this week, I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Amy, Elizabeth, Robin, Laura, and Sandy. This week, we have a very special guest. Lily Mendoza is our Disney Destinations representative, and we're glad to welcome her to the show. Disney's Aulani Resort is located on the island of Oahu. It opened in 2011, and it showcases the Hawaiian culture and beauty while throwing in what we like to call the Disney difference. Lily is here to help us paint a picture for you of what makes this resort so unique. And since we can't go all the way to Hawaii and not explore, we will also let you know what other treats await you on this island paradise. So let's get started. So starting with, where do you fly in?
So, and I think that this is the most confusing thing.
You can
thing. Swim. Well, maybe you can.
Dory did it. No, actually, you fly into Honolulu, yes. International Airport, which is located approximately 18 miles from Aulani. And about 16 miles, Aulani is also about 16 miles from Pearl Harbor, and to put it in perspective, about 30 miles from Waikiki. But you do fly into Honolulu.
So, and Waikiki is sort of the really built-up area, really popular area, and Honolulu is actually a pretty big city. I mean, when you land in Honolulu, it's, you know, there's built tall buildings and all of that. So it's not what you immediately think of as Hawaii when you pull in. So that's one of the nice things about having Aulani be kind of away from Honolulu. It's not right there in the middle of everything, but it's on a very beautiful beach on the sort of on the other side of the island. It's kind of shaped like a lima bean, wouldn't you say, Lily? And it's kind of tucked into the little curve, yeah?
A lima bean, yeah, that could be. but you're right. It is definitely tucked into. It's like it's on the corner. It's on the west, on the southwest sort of corner, the way
like
it turns around.
Bean, but, yes.
It's on the southwest portion of the lima bean.
So do most people rent cars when they go and kind of
explore? A lot of people do, actually. In fact, we do have some pretty cool packages that include a rental car. But yeah, a lot of people do. And some people just take the transportation and then do some of the excursions along there. We even have a rental car location on site. I recommend it. I think it's great to rent a car and be able to venture out.
Yeah. When we were I was just there a few weeks ago, and we rented a car from the airport just for the day because we wanted to go to Pearl Harbor that day. And when we got to Aulani, we told them that we were turning the car in, and they did everything for us.
Oh, nice.
It was great. It was so easy.
The convenience. And there's Uber, by the way, in Oahu, which is pretty cool. Just FYI.
Nice. I think, and one little tip is be careful of traffic, because I was doing research before I went, and Google was telling me that it was an hour and a half to the resort. And I asked at the rental car place, and they were like, no, only if you get here like right at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday, and then it's probably about an hour and a half. But the rest of the time, it's like 20 minutes. It makes a huge difference. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Be cautious of when you arrive, because the traffic is apparently really, really bad.
Yeah, when you first arrive, you kind of think that you're on a Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah. Exactly.
But Disney, you can buy the transfers through Disney as well, just like you could. Like, they don't do the Magical Express thing, right?
I don't know. But there are transfers. We do use a transfer company, so you definitely can pre-purchase those in advance. Yes.
Okay.
Make it a little bit more worry-free.
Yeah.
And it's important to know the rental car places are not on site at the Honolulu airport. Like, if you're used to going to Orlando and have all of them sort of in the parking deck there, or most of them, I should say, then that's not true in Hawaii. You're going to have to go, which is true in a lot of airports, but you're going to have to go out of ways. You're going to take the shuttle out. So
I have a question about the feeling and the vibe of the resort, because I don't think Disney is what people really think about when they think about going to Hawaii. So does it feel like is there Mickey Mouse everywhere? Do you feel like you're so immersed like you do within like one of the Florida resorts?
No, that's a great, great question to bring up, because it's very important to understand that Aulani was designed as a resort to tell you the story of Hawaii. while yes, it's a Disney resort, but it's all about Hawaii. And we're very careful even about the placement of our characters. So you'll see our characters. There's an opportunity for meet and greet here and there. And there's also an opportunity for a character breakfast. But by the way, the characters, they're there on vacation. We're very true to the story of Hawaii. And we've worked really closely with the local historians. Even the artwork is all, you know, local artisans. The overall feel of the resort is Hawaii. And it's just amazing speaking to some of the local historians that work on site. And they'll give you some of that insight. I don't know if you ladies did a tour while you were there, but it's really cool to do the tour because they point out some stuff that you may have felt it, but not noticed it, not really understood why. But the resort is even designed true to the Hawaiian tradition in that part of the resort is a feminine side and there's a masculine side. And I'm not sure if you ladies noticed this because I know that Rob and Elizabeth, you both have been there. But one side is feminine. You can tell the difference. I was able to tell the difference once it was pointed out to me, but then I noticed it everywhere. You can tell the difference, like the feminine side, the rocks are smoother, all of the artwork is very feminine, and in the masculine side, it's rougher, you know, and even the artwork is, you know, very masculine. So it's really cool seeing these differences at Aulani that really tells you the story of Hawaii.
Can you take a tour when you're there? You just sign up for it?
No, well, so we, once you're staying there, we do have, there's throughout the resort, there are historians and you can just ask them questions and they'll talk to you about the different areas. So as a guest, yes, you can.
And there's also a way to make it a little bit more accessible for kids too. You know, when we came in, they pointed out there's a mural, I guess it's, what is it called? Where it's like the painting that runs along the top. It's not really a mural. It's like a fresco? What is that? The story that runs sort of around the top of the room, it's painted out. They point that out to us when we arrive, but then, you know, the kids didn't notice as much, but they have a little, handheld game, sort of like on an iPad that you can get. And it's sort of a scavenger hunt with, the character. And there's some other characters at Aulani that are, you know, native to Aulani. Auntie is one of them, and she's the storyteller there, and the kids club is all her domain as well. And so she sort of guides them through almost a little Perry the Platypus game, you know, kind of format, but very Hawaiian. There's nothing about it that says, this is Perry. It's not the same, but it's that idea of sort of go search this out and then this will happen.
Yeah, there's sort of that game you're about referring to on the iPad, that's the Menahuni Adventure Trail. Okay. Menahunis, I kind of compare them to like leprechauns, you know, they're like the Hawaiian leprechauns, and you know, it's a tradition in Hawaii, where they're very mischievous and you'll find them in different places and you'll find those hidden Menahunis throughout the resort. And there's actually an adventure game to your point that's on an iPad. And by the way, it's not just for kids. I mean, cause I did it.
All right.
Because the iPad is community centered. It's really cool. It's interactive and it shows you clues and you go from, you know, throughout the resort looking for the clues, of the Menahunis and you'll see some of the cool stuff that they do to kind of make people happy or drive us a little crazy here and there, but in a good magical way, of course.
They're supposed to be like mischievous little creatures.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. And that's Auntie's beach house. That's the kids programming area. It's something like 5,200 square feet. It's beautiful in there. They've got programming that's included and it's for ages 3 to 12. So great ways to keep the kids entertained, while mom and dad hang out in the adult only section of the pool. So, you know, also designed with something for everyone. Very true to Disney overall is making sure that we feature something for everyone.
So what about teenagers? My kids are aged out of that.
Yeah. So the teenagers too. There's even some activities that we have for the teenagers. They even have the Sunset Melly, which is a sunset party basically for the teenagers. And, you know, what's cool with the teens though is that teens from what I've learned based on my limited experience of having three kids who have been through the teenage years, teenagers apparently don't like to be told what to do. It's kind of interesting how that happens. But we do have some activities for them. And really what happens once you get there is, you know, the teens, they'll end up, you know, going out on their own and meeting others their own age and they end up hanging out together.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out really well.
That definitely happened with my kids. I mean, in the pool, it was just really easy to meet. Actually, the pools, it's a large sort of pool area, with several different, you know, places to be, including that really great snorkeling pool, which my son sort of ended up being in for hours. And he was previously a non-snorkeler, that converted him. I think the closed environment, the, you know, sort of safe environment, made him feel much more comfortable. It's a really neat idea.
And did you watch him? Because you can actually watch it. Yeah, it's pretty cool watching people snorkel. Sometimes maybe not so much, but it is pretty cool watching it.
So is it a swimming pool that you snorkel in, or is it actually a part of the ocean?
It's an actual, it is saltwater.
Like a combination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's in the middle. It's not out in the ocean. It's in the middle in within the Waikoloa Stream Valley.
Okay.
There's a section in the center, and you actually walk up there to go into the snorkeling area. Pretty cool. And then for those kids who are too young, like the little ones, they can actually watch from down below, and they can see through the glass and watch people snorkeling. Pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
And see the fish and everything else.
Yeah.
So yeah, I admit, and this will be a good segue into another favorite part of mine with Alani. I didn't watch my son snorkel. I saw the very tail end of it because my sister was watching him snorkel while my husband and I went to the spa.
Yes,
it was very nice. I think Lindsay will enjoy it very much when she does.
Yeah, it's amazing, Lindsay. You've got to make sure you make an appointment at the Alani Vibe because you can go there earlier and spend some time. I think they tell you you can check in an hour or two before. I think they say an hour, but really you can stay there after as long as you want in the hydrotherapy area outdoors. It's amazing. It's like my happy place. Now. It just really is just very relaxing and absolutely amazing. Did you do that?
I did it. Chris and I went in for, we did a couples massage, but before that we actually did a family appointment. Did you do that, Robin? Did you do the family spa thing? So I can't remember, what the service is called. Lily, do you happen to know what it's called? It's a Hawaiian word.
It's not Ohana.
Family.
Yeah.
But so they do this, they're one of the first spas that I know of that, actually introduced sort of this, the whole family can go in together. And basically my, children were out on sort of the lanai getting a pedicure, which Marcus totally loved, by the way. He thought it was the best thing ever. While my husband and I were getting massages, and then we switched. And so we went out onto the line, and the kids got down on the massage table and got a nice massage. And again, Marcus is totally spoiled. He's like, when can we do that again? He loved it. So it was really, and it was so funny because as we were getting our massage, we could hear Marcus, they were right next to us. The whole family is there together, which is really nice. And Marcus just was talking and talking. He was talking about Marvel. He was talking about Star Wars. And the ladies were just so nice to him and listening to all of his little, he's talking about hockey and everything that interests him. He just did not stop.
Did they have you select the stones for the family as well?
Where
you pick your stone and it can be balance or, I thought that was very cool.
Yes.
It's just a nice touch. And then, cause you go in and you select a stone. You don't know what you're selecting. And when you look at the stone, it has a word in Hawaiian. And when you turn it around, it tells you what it means in English and they explain it to you. So whatever you select is what you're supposed to focus on throughout your therapy. And it could be balance, or, love, peace. There's, different things on there. And at the end, so you're focusing on this while you're having these amazing massages. And at the end, when you leave, they give you a souvenir that represents the scent of that, whether it's balance or stress-free or happiness. Really cool. It's a really, really nice touch.
It's so funny, too, because I wasn't expecting that. And, of course, I'm leaving, and they say, do you remember what your stone said at the beginning? And I'm like,
totally focused on it.
Stressed out.
I know. It said, enjoy your massage. For the second time, I was
doing it. You did a great job.
Yes, exactly. I definitely had that, post-spa brain going on, so. So let's talk a little bit about the rooms and what there is at the resort, because it has sort of an unusual variety of room types.
We definitely do. It's similar, I would say, similar more to Disney Vacation Club rooms, the villa resorts, I should say, at our properties. But, of course, very authentic and true to Hawaii. They have different names than we do here. So again, based on the Hawaiian names, we do have our standard rooms, but then we have our parlor suites, which would be the one bedroom suites. And then we have the, and I hope I pronounce these correctly. Like all of the suites have different Hawaiian names. So the Le Hulu suite is the bedroom, which blends with, you know, some of the amenities, from home, but with Hawaiian style and really just sumptuous accommodations. And they reflect expansive spaces with tropical beauty. It's, they're just, there's a feeling overall, not just in the rooms, but in the entire resort when you're walking through it. The two bedroom suite, gosh, and I know you don't want to talk about square footage, but it's 1,900 square feet. That one I remember for sure.
Wow.
It's bigger than my first house.
Yeah, it's bigger than my first house. It's bigger than my second house, actually.
Bigger than my current house.
That's the exact size of my current house right now. So you could accommodate a family of five, easy.
This one accommodates for the Ahu'ula suite, which is a two-bedroom. It accommodates up to six guests. It's 1,900 square feet, two bedrooms, three bathrooms. You've got the parlor area. They're all ocean view. And it's just the whole, again, that overall feeling is just absolutely amazing. You really don't want to leave. And Elizabeth, didn't you stay in a two-bedroom for Christmas?
Yeah. Well, no, we stayed in a one-bedroom. So, you know, just missing that second bedroom, but, it was glorious. And the way that the master bedroom, and I assume most of them do this, we had an ocean view. And so, we also could see the pool. We were like looking out over the pool and then to the ocean. So we got lots of water. And then the doors all have these great screens on them. So we basically had Hawaiian breezes moving through that room all the time. It's on an angle. And then it just cuts through the room and, you know, we just turned off the air conditioning and had that the whole time. I think the kids didn't like it after a while. They were like, we're hot. But we loved it.
It was Christmas.
We loved it. And they said, can you maybe, because there was actually something that happened every morning that I didn't know what was going on until I was almost ready to leave and I never asked, but this seems like there's a sunrise service every morning, like a sunrise chant.
There isn't. And I'm embarrassed. I don't know the name of it, but there is a good morning welcome ceremony every morning. And it's traditional to Hawaii. And there is a specific name to it, which, I'm going to look up while we keep talking.
Yeah, it's actually,
I can't remember what it's called.
You would think, you know, when I say that out loud, it's like, oh, great. I get to wake up at 5:30 in the morning on my vacation, but I left my door open.
I would do that.
It was a beautiful way to wake up. It was a beautiful way to wake up because, and also because you start hearing it, it's like this chanting. It's like a nice,
it's a welcome to the beautiful day. I mean, it's not like waking up in Miami where you hear the roosters
it's
in the backyard.
Yes.
It's really annoying. No. It's this beautiful, you suddenly feel like, it's a beautiful welcoming for the day. It's amazing.
Exactly. And then you can look out and see the sunrise and then you go back to sleep. So, you know, it works out really well. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And the first time it happened, I was like, what is going on? You know, I just heard this like chanting. But yeah, it's
sacrifice.
Yeah. What's happening?
Those are the children.
No. You're making our listeners hopeful.
My husband and I, we went in December, just he and I, without our kids. And every evening, that was one of our favorite things to do. We actually went across the street. There's a little grocery store there, and we had bought like cheese and crackers and some beverages to have in our room. And we would watch the sunset from our room every night. And it was just amazing just sitting there. We would open up the doors and you can hear the music from the Oleo room, which is traditional music playing. And it was just the best. Like, I didn't care if we just didn't even go out to eat or whatever. It was just great just enjoying that and being in Hawaii, mm-hmm. You know, just beautiful.
Jeez.
Oh, got it.
On our last night, Russ and Alex took the photography tour or photography class that Alani had, and it was a sunset photography class. They said they learned so much.
Yeah, I bet Russ loved that because he takes so many pictures. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that an additional fee or is that something?
Nope.
An activity?
Oh. Actually, wait, it was an additional fee, okay. But it wasn't a lot.
That's so cool. Abby would love that.
Yeah, that's a nominal fee. I don't remember what that fee, I was going to say, it's something like $5. We have quite a few different activities like that, that it's a nominal fee. And they're just great, you know, crafts and activities that are available to everyone.
And I will say that's something we get asked for a lot is for an all-inclusive in Hawaii. This is not an all-inclusive. I'm not even going to,
read my mind.
No, it isn't. But it is as close as you get in many respects. It has the Children's Activity Center, which is always a big selling point for an all-inclusive resort, which is included. It has all the pools, and so it's just that you know your food is not included. You do have the option to book one of these suites. The 1 and 2 bedroom suites have a full kitchen in them. So, you know, you can actually eat in your room. And we had a good share of sort of eating in the room and then eating at the restaurants. And that's probably another good segue is to talk about the food there. It isn't all inclusive, again, say that again.
Right.
But there are some wonderful restaurants on property. And I didn't really get to enjoy them as much as you guys probably did. So I'll let you guys talk about it.
You know, before you talk about the restaurants, I just wanted to mention, since you talked about all-inclusive and you're right, I don't even think there are any all-inclusives in Hawaii, but we do include a lot. Yeah, I don't think there are. But like Auntie's Beach House, that kids programming, it's open from like 8 to 5. It varies a little bit, but that's included. There's no additional charge for it. Of course, the pools and the spas and all, not the whirlpool spas. I mean, not the spas. That's included. But like the children's playground area with the Menahuni Bridge and that Menahuni game I mentioned to you. The Luana Lounge. I'm not sure if you checked this out, but checkout time is 11 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. And you may not have a flight until later in the day. We've got, the Luna Lounge where you can, you know, you can check out, put your bags at the, Bell Services, but keep some stuff with you. There's a locker room, and you can go on there, take a quick shower. There's even these really cool dryers that dry your clothes, like your bathing suit and stuff, super fast, that you can just stick them in there. So it's a nice thing to have that included. You don't have to worry about it. All of our amenities in the rooms, like the H2O bathroom products, there's DVD players in the room, you know, of course your coffee maker and stuff like that, but there's a lot that's there and makes it convenient. That is included. So before we talk about the restaurants, I just wanted to mention that. And even the entertainment that's included. You mentioned, Auntie before, but we also have, the Uncle, which is a Mo'olelo fireside storytelling. That's the Uncle. And in Hawaii, the tradition is very similar to Latins. You know, for us, everybody's an uncle. You know, everybody's a tia or a deal in the Cuban culture. Just if you're good friends with family, then you're a tia or you're a deal. But in Hawaii, it's, you know, the uncles, they're part of the community and they help raise your kids. It's kind of like, the saying, it takes a village. Well, that's where that comes from. So in Arawani, we have fireside storytelling. An uncle sits by the fireside and he shares stories and legends of the Hawaiian people and the culture. So it's really cool. And the character meet and greet, really you cool. can meet them. It is, isn't it? Kind of, you really mm-hmm. feel... like you're truly in Hawaii. There's a lot of gorgeous resorts on all the islands, but sometimes you can take those resorts and put them anywhere around the world. You know, can be, you know, but the nice thing about Hawaii is you know that you are in Hawaii the moment you walk into our resort. You feel it everywhere around you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. Okay. So food. Let's talk about food.
I want to say that we had breakfast at Ama Ama. It's really funny when we were at Pearl Harbor, one of the ladies that worked there had used to work at Disney and she had also worked at Universal and she told us we have to eat breakfast at Ama Ama that when she first came out here, she had breakfast there and whenever she has family, they bring them there for breakfast. So it was the best pancakes I've ever had. The breakfast, not at all of us. Nobody complained about anything. It was wonderful.
Now that's on site, Robin?
Mm-hmm. That's on site. Okay. That one is not a buffet. You just, you know, order what you want. But it was delicious.
Yeah. Ama Ama is our signature restaurant. You probably had the red velvet pancake is what I'm thinking.
I just had the buttermilk ones, but they were just, they were so thick.
Robin is our picky eater too. So when Robin loves something, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a high recommendation.
Yeah, I'm at the signature restaurant and it's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I will say, I don't know, Elizabeth, you and I spoke about this before. Especially being the signature restaurant and specifically for dinner, you need to make sure that you make reservations. And you had asked me, Elizabeth, like, how soon should we make reservations? Mm-hmm. Well, as soon as your clients make a booking, make those reservations, especially for summer dates, or holidays. You definitely want to make sure you book those in advance. But we do offer breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's fabulous. I've never had a meal there that I wasn't totally impressed by. My favorite is lunch, is the burgers, the specialty gourmet burgers there are just outstanding. Worth every calorie, I promise you.
And it is important to get reservations because we were hopeful that we could walk up and we just really weren't able to. And I was there at a busy time. So, make sure you
make it. When you book Alani, I'm saying it wrong.
Alani.
Is it like the other Disney resorts where you can go in online and book your things ahead of time?
You can, but it's different.
It's a different system. Okay.
Correct. So there's other characters.
Okay.
You can pre-book the character breakfast. There's a character breakfast. There's also a dinner buffet, but the characters are only during breakfast. And it's 35 for adults and 18 for Kiki, as we like to say. Listen to me trying to be y'all.
I believe that the nights that they have the show, they do have a character dinner, I believe from 4 to 5:30.
Oh, interesting.
They just started it recently. We tried to get into that because we had reservations for the breakfast, but we didn't have it for the dinner, and we couldn't get reservations until after it.
Until after it was over, were you still
able? Well, they only had the characters for the first hour and a half because the characters are at the end of the show.
Right, makes sense.
So they had the characters, I believe it was from 4 to 5:30, and then the characters stop, but you still can have the buffet, and then people go to the show, and at the end of the show, you can see the characters.
Right, makes sense.
So the characters need time to have their dinner.
Correct, and it's only on the nights when they have the shows.
So well, remember, they're on vacation, too.
Oh, that's true. Disney makes them work on vacation, too, Ellie.
They're on vacation, so they need to, have their time.
So can you stay there for a week and not get sick of the meal? I mean, are there enough places to eat or varied?
There really are. I think you should definitely venture out. I mean, for me personally, the way that my family and I travel, we always have to venture out anyways, because that's how you get to know the destination. But we do have some good choices. We've got, the Makahiki. That's where we do the character breakfast and the dinner buffet. That's the buffet restaurant. We also have, of course, room service is available, but we have the Oleo room, which is really the lounge, but we actually had dinner there one night just by, purchasing appetizers and beverages, and it was just kind of fun to hang out there. We also have by the poolside, we have Off the Hook is poolside, which, burgers and salads and a lot of great choices as well. We do have the Vailani Bar. I'm trying to think of any other areas. Oh, in the pool area, we've got cabana service. There's also for snacks. It was funny because I was on the last day we were walking around. I'm like, wait, where did this come from? I ran into Mama's Snack Shop, and there's quick service dining and Mama's Snack Shop. There's also where we sell the one I ran into was a shaved ice. I didn't realize we had a shaved ice station right there.
The Ulu Cafe.
And the Ulu Cafe. Yeah, the Ulu Cafe is great because you can just grab and go or sit out there or grab and go and sit by the pool. Mm-hmm. And everything is – that's – truly quick service, but more grab and go quick service.
And you said cabana service, but there's actually pool service. Like, we were just sitting by the pool. We didn't have a cabana. We just had a chair by the pool, and they come through and they'll take your drink orders. And if you're the sort who wants to actually eat food and not just drink, then you can also order food.
If there are people that actually do that.
Yeah, there are actually people who do that. We did have lunch by the pool several times. It was great. You just never have to move. I just became one with the lounge chair. It was lovely. Yeah.
And the coffee bar. The coffee bar opens up pretty early, and that one I learned when I was there for a sales meeting, so we had to be up super early, and it was great. I mean, we had coffee in our room, but it was better to go get that the coffee, the Honolulu Coffee Company at the Walana Coffee Bar, and it opens at 6 a.m., so for those early risers.
Now, one thing I do want to tell people about the chairs, it is hard to get the chairs, but if you put your towel down or something down before 8 a.m., they will pick it up and take it and bring it, take it off the chair. After 8 a.m., they will go around about once an hour and make sure that someone's been there, or again, they will pull the stuff off. The first morning we were there, we had the character meal, so we didn't get out to the pool until about 10 o'clock. And we asked someone, they're like, "You can't find any chairs." And they told us exactly where to go. They knew it. They had their little walkie-talkies, and they knew exactly which chairs were available.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that purposely, especially during mm-hmm. those peak times. Robin, you were there recently in the summertime.
I was over there, yeah, on July 5th through the 8th.
Oh, yeah, so super busy time. So during summertime, the holidays, they're really out there checking because we need to make sure that we're, you know, respectful to all of our guests and make sure that we try to have seating when available. Sometimes people put their towels down and expect them to be there for 3 hours, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So nice. We actually witnessed an altercation.
Yes,
it was not an
altercation.
How do you deny? Yeah, it was.
I mean, you can't deny.
Yeah, it was an altercation. It was, and actually, I believe somebody finally said Merry Christmas because I was there over Christmas and people did calm down. But we were a little concerned. We were sort of backing out. Yeah, pool chairs are serious business. But as long as everybody is respectful, then it can be just fine. And we actually didn't. We encountered the same thing, Robin, where they would walk around. And, I mean, if we could not find a chair, they found a chair for us. We never lacked on that.
Because we weren't looking for more than one chair. We just wanted one chair where we could put our stuff. And, you know, if somebody wanted to sit there for a little while, they could. It's usually me.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
What a great invention resorts need to come up with, that tables or little like special bucket things to put your stuff in.
Yeah.
I think it would solve all of the chair
and the pool strife. It was so beautiful. My girls just loved going to all the different pools. My only issue was the pools closed at 8 o'clock. And we really wanted them to stay open later.
They were beautiful at night, then.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It was calm.
Yes. Well, and there are adult-only pools, too. So if you want to get away from the splashing and the squealing, then you can.
Before we finish up, I want to hear more about Oahu, because I know there's a lot to offer on that island.
Yeah, I was going to say, Amy, when you get to Oahu, I think Lily will agree with me, you want to get to the North Shore to eat.
Okay. It's not me. It's Lindsay.
It's when you go one day,
whenever.
Because
okay.
You will go.
Okay.
We were talking about food. I know Lindsay's going to take care of the food thing too. I know she's on it. But both of you.
I'm not going anywhere. Some extensive research.
But definitely the North Shore. You know, if you can get up there, we had some of the best sushi I've ever had in my life. And you know, I was there with my sister, who's really well traveled and knows a lot about Japanese sake. And you know, the Asian influence in Hawaii is very strong. It's as close to Japan as you can get in the United States. So a lot of real Japanese food, Japanese chefs, retire there. I mean, there's a very big food culture. The North Shore was just a great place for food.
Even the food trucks are outstanding in the North Shore. There's even there's this app that I downloaded. I'm going to recommend it to you guys. Another agent from your organization recommended it to me, who's a Hawaii specialist, and it's called the Gypsy Guide. Gypsy Guide. They had it for a while.
That was excellent.
It's excellent for everything. Like, you can pick on the guide where you want to go. So we used it for the North Shore, and it was funny because I had friends recommend certain places to me, saying that this is the best shaved ice is going to be at the Matsumoto shaved ice. I'm like, okay. And the Gypsy guide also told me the same thing. So I was like, aha. So it's true. So it's because it guides you through. It does. It guides you through it. It took us to the dole plantation and gave us some insights before we walked in. It's the guide I thought was really awesome because we rented a car and we went everywhere. Even on the North Shore, there's this little restaurant called the Opal Thai. It's really, it's a hole in the wall. Like, if you would walk by, you'd be like, okay, yeah, I don't think so. BYOB place. It's been on that show, Diners and Divers.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
That's it. Thank you. That one. The restaurant is outstanding. You bring your own, it's a BYOB. There's a little grocery store literally across the street where you can actually park at. You can buy, you know, a bottle of wine or whatever you want. You take it in there. And, you know, I think our bill was like $50 for the book for my husband and I. Outstanding. It's just definitely, you want to check it out. And you want to venture out. I mean, when we left, we were just heading over to do the dole plantation, and we had a little gypsy guide, and it told us, hey, if you want to check out the Kukaniloko birthing stone's birth site for royalty, take a left over here. And we're like, what? So we did it, and it's just like, I mean, it's a quick stop, but it was really cool because what it was is these huge rocks, and they were, it's a birth site where royalty would give birth on these huge rocks, back, you know, centuries ago. Like, just really cool history. And it sounds crazy. And you looked at it, you're like, I'm sorry, where's the cushion?
I know, I'm getting mental images I just really wish I didn't have right before bedtime, but okay.
It's a great way that you live now.
Yes. And I'm not royalty.
Yeah, right? It was royalty, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, you see why that's why I'm not blue blood.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's got time for that.
No kidding. Well, where did the common folk go?
Exactly. They get the rocky beach.
Scary thought.
So Oahu also has Diamond Head Volcano, and, you know, they're in Waikiki Beach. Movies have been filmed there. So
isn't that where the Brady Bunch went?
That is where the Brady Bunch went. Yes.
Remembered he took the stone back or something.
He had that little tiki necklace.
Yeah. We actually talked, the last time we talked about Hawaii, everybody's seen it. I've never seen it. Or if I have seen it, I've forgotten about
it's
it.
It's a double episode. I can't.
And I think Heidi found the actual path that they took. Yeah, you can. Yeah. So she might be able to put that in the show notes. Heidi, can you put that in the show notes when you edit this?
Sandy's got an idea.
Oh my gosh, look, it's a tiki. Our audience can't see that, but
Russ thought it looked like it.
Yeah.
So,
Robin, one of the things I remember from when you were posting from your long trip to Hawaii is when you were at the Disney Resort, I guess it was your last day there, and you said something like, you know, we're leaving tomorrow, but I wish we'd gotten to stay here longer.
Yeah. We actually...
And you guys were there 2 or 3 days, right?
We were there for 3 nights. We didn't get there till late the first day because we did Pearl Harbor the day we got in. It was the end of a 2-week Hawaiian vacation, and we all agree, the four of us agree, that we should have taken Maui out and just stayed at Aulani for a week.
Wow. I love Maui. Wow.
Yeah, nothing against Maui. Maui's a glamour. Yeah.
We loved the other islands. We didn't see as much of Oahu as we would have liked because we wanted to spend time at Aulani. Mm-hmm. So if we ever go back, we're going to go for longer so we could see more of the island and still spend time at Aulani.
And I'll add to that. I mean, my previous experience with Hawaii was when I was 16 years old, which is a very, very, very long time ago. I was on a very, thank you.
Did they have electricity?
Yes, they did. And indoor plumbing, just barely. It was a new thing. I spent time on the Big Island and on Maui, but we flew in and out of Oahu. That was, you know, the main connection point. And I remember looking at Oahu thinking, it's like a big city. You know, I don't really see why I would come to Hawaii and stay here. And so it was never really on my list. But once Aulani was built, I was like, okay, well, this gives me a good place that, you know, I feel like I could stay and not feel like I'm in the middle of a big city, but yet see what the other great things that Oahu has to offer, things like Pearl Harbor, which is so important to see. And then, and the North Shore and Diamond Head. I mean, these are great locations, but I just never really wanted to stay in Waikiki. I just didn't want that sort of high population density vacation. And Aulani is just far enough away that you really do feel like you get away. If you're close enough where it was very easy, we actually drove into Honolulu a couple of times, for little day trips, little excursions. So it wasn't difficult at all.
I have clients going on Monday for their honeymoon. And they're staying for 8 days and they're renting a car a few days and going in, to do a few things, but they're so excited to go. They've never been to Hawaii. They've never been out of the continental United States.
That sounds like quite the destination for a honeymoon, too.
Yeah.
Those are the best. They're not going to want to go home. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or just search for Fly Away. Or email us info@outlandertravel.com. We really would love to hear from you. Lily, thank you again for joining us this evening. It was so great to have you with us.
Yay, Lily.
And Andy.
Yeah. Have a magical evening.
On behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Amy, Robin, Laura, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.
Before we go, we'd like to announce that we have a special group set up once again for the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival in November. If you've never been, you're in for a treat. 30 extra booths are brought in around World Showcase with perfect sampling portions. It's a great trip for a couple's weekend, a girl's weekend, or even if you want to take the family. Outlander has a special with preferred rates for the weekend of November 4th. Send us a message for more info and experience all the International Food and Wine Festival has to offer.